Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we bat it around with our pals from Talk Radio News, teeing it up this time around with Luke Vargas from the UN, live from the UN. Luke, of course, everybody in D.C. and really across the world is talking about the CIA torture report that's been released. What's the reaction at the UN?
This is one of those Washington headlines that is definitely making waves up here at the United Nations, and I think around the world, it's safe to say. From the United Nations, they have not said too much at the top level, and I can understand that. I mean, I know it's a little different now that we're getting later on in the day. Around primetime news hour in the States, I still think it was unrealistic for any journalist, let alone politician, to have read that whole 500 and something odd page report and really be able to synthesize it. So there hasn't been, again, a top-level reaction just yet. But at the lower rungs in the human rights councils and chambers, a lot of experts have been weighing in on this. There is a United Nations Special Rapporteur. This is an outside expert that's appointed by the United Nations Human Rights Council to look at different areas. The individual in charge of the terrorism and human rights issue, his name is Ben Emerson. He's from the United Kingdom. He issued a pretty strongly worded statement. He is now the most senior UN person to talk about this release. He said, now is the time to take action. He calls what the CIA did a criminal conspiracy. And he said the people involved must be brought to justice and face criminal penalties commensurate with the gravity of their crimes. I mean, it's kind of interesting because I think for many American listeners, we're still just trying to process everything we're hearing. And I would have to say, even hour by hour, there's a new outlet that has latched on to some, document or cable within that report and is doing a story on that in particular. So, again, hour by hour, we're hearing, just most recently, the New York Times is talking about those two psychologists who made something like $81 million, sort of promoting these enhanced interrogation techniques. And then, a few years into the use of those techniques, they branched off, formed a private company, and lo and behold, they started getting contracts from the CIA to carry out the very interrogation techniques that they were touting. So, again, as time passes, I think we'll zoom into different areas of this, but I found it quite interesting that this one UN expert has already stepped beyond the immediate reaction and saying, we now need to act here. We need to launch a criminal probe, and I think he's definitely a few days ahead of the talk here in the States, but I wouldn't be surprised if we start hearing more calls for that as time passes.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that right here in America tonight. You can throw in your two cents. Criminal prosecutions, do you think we're really going to see that? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Luke, how about some good news? You sent me a note earlier in the day and you said, hey, there's a couple of stories, some great news for some of the refugees from the Syrian civil war. Tell us that good news.
Well, I think we spoke last week about how the World Food Program had had a pretty major shortfall in December here, like $64 million. And that budget shortfall had caused them to, for the first time, to spend these cash voucher food assistance to about 1.75 million Syrian refugees across the Middle East. They took it to social media. They encouraged 64 million people to give $1. And close that deficit. They were able to close it. They got $80 million over the weekend. It's worth pointing out they only got about $2 million of it from individuals, but it does look like sort of shaming the countries that decided not to follow through on their pledges forced those governments to come in and fill the gap. So that's good news, and that program is up and running. The other bit of, I guess, good news is that Syrian refugees, there are many millions of them, have been trying to get resettled into different countries in Europe. And for a long time, the United Nations has been issuing pretty strongly worded statements saying, look, you guys simply aren't doing enough writ large to try and resettle these people. Your fellow countries in the Middle East, Lebanon, Turkey, Iraq, so many, Jordan, are just shouldering way too much weight here disproportionately, and European countries need to do more. We're hearing now that 100,000 new Syrian refugees have been promised resettlement in the various European countries. But again, there's no good news story on this front without someone saying it's not good enough. So it is a really fortunate turn of fate for a number of these displaced persons. But again, the calls are not ending, that people need to do more to help resettle them.
Yeah. We seg into Lima, Peru, and the climate treaty, the talks there, the global climate treaty, are underway. What do you think comes out of this?
Well, I kind of wish I had been there. I was at the talks last year in Warsaw, Poland, and even then, the end target is this December 2015 global climate treaty, essentially a replacement of the Kyoto protocols, which are expiring. And for so long, we've been out in the wilderness, and there has not been a real concrete goal that is at the foundation of what that text might look like. We're not there quite yet, but Ban Ki-moon is saying he really wants, by the end of the negotiations this Friday, to have a draft text. And yesterday, The Guardian was just digging through some things that had been agreed to in the very early morning hours, and they found this sort of list of things that a number of countries, apparently more than 60 of them, had agreed were a really good starting place. And one item in particular has a number of activists really excited, and that is that they are calling for long-term zero emissions by 2050. This is another way of saying full decarbonization. It's kind of the holy grail policy, and I guess holy grail is the wrong word because it's actually being talked about by scientists as what we need to do. It is the absolute necessity, but it is kind of the end goal that even pretty progressive policymakers have been unwilling to set for themselves. Here, though, we have this goal being articulated. They go even beyond full carbon decarbonization by 2050 and say, let's try to reach negative emissions by the year 2100. Again, there is a year for this kind of very ambitious goal that is right at the heart and center of the environmental movement and of this pretty much the scientific consensus on climate change. There's a year for that to be weakened. There's a year for that to potentially be cut. And I'm sure that now we have erected some sort of goalpost, the attacks are going to be coming in almost immediately to get this language out. But a year is not that long in the United Nations. And it's worth pointing out there are only 6 weeks budgeted to actual negotiations between all these parties between now and that December 2016 or 2015 agreement, rather. So myself included, a number of other people will be cheering every single day of those 6 weeks of negotiations that this text is still in there, because this would really be, I think, the kind of ambitious goal that needs to be at the heart and center of a 2015 global climate deal to make it something that can, you know, reverse irreversible climate change and prevent that from happening. So again, like many people, I think we're excited to see this in there. Time will tell, though, what kind of political pressure it has to withstand, and we'll see what kind of allies there are out there who will back up this text against all that pressure. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like the United States will be one of them, but there are a number of European countries that look like they're very willing to make this the thing they'll fight to the death for. So amen for that.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens there for sure. Luke Vargas, thanks so much.
Sure thing. Take care.
Bye-bye. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
All right, you heard part of that discussion there with Luke Vargas. Most of the conversation today, and probably for the rest of the week, part of it anyway, is about what came out of the report on the suspects, the detainees. What came out in the report that the Senate committee, the Intelligence Committee, put together? So pretty much what I've been able to gather from seeking information in a couple of different directions, and some of this is being reported now. I think, as Luke said, everybody's trying to go through what they can, and there's just no way you could go through this entire committee report. But I guess some of the big details, it's always about the sleep deprivation. It's always about mock executions. We've heard that before. Waterboarding. And there was also rectal feeding. That was something else that came out in the report that maybe you hadn't heard before. So plenty of reaction on the Hill and away from the Hill as to whether or not this is outrageous and whether or not there should be somebody that answers or some people that answer, former CIA agents or whoever it is, who allowed these techniques to be used. And there was at least two mock executions among some of the other techniques. There was dietary manipulation, is the best way to put it. Cold showers, cold temperatures, that kind of stuff. Blowing cigarette or cigar smoke into the face of the detainee. Hard takedowns where CIA officers rush into a cell, strip the guy naked, and run him up and down a long hallway while slapping and punching him. And sleep deprivation was one of the number one things. They kept some of the people that were detained for up to awake for up to 180 hours. And some of this has already been reported, and some of this is just a continuation of what's been heard. But you pull them all together and you read the list, and it sounds terrible. So the CIA decided that interrogating Abu Zubaydah would take precedence over his medical care, for example. And this is widely one of the things that is being pulled out. He became unresponsive. Bubbles were rising through his open mouth. He was unresponsive until medical intervention. Then he regained consciousness. And then there was a whole bunch of liquid that came out of his body, out of his mouth, that kind of stuff. So there were things like this, of this nature, specific things that have been laid out, facial holds, stress positions, water dousing, shackled in a standing position for 54 hours, that kind of stuff. And then the CIA, as one would expect, I suppose, in interrogating and trying to get information, threatened, as we know this is a tactic that's used all the time, threatened the, you know, the family members of the detainees. That was that happened a couple of different times. So here's the question, and this is the question that everybody, not just in the U.S., but other spots of the world are asking, is this so over the top and so outrageous and so un-American that somebody will have to answer? And here's the answer to that question. Now we have the release of these hundreds and hundreds of pages of specifics of what the CIA did. And this happened right after 9/11. So these are things that were known, things that were discussed, things that the Justice Department legally signed off on. According to all accounts, unless somebody didn't know something, this was signed off on. Okay, legally, we can stretch this. Legally, you can do it. You work for the CIA, you're the interrogator. Everybody wanted to make sure they had a get out of jail card, or not get in jail the first place. So you tell me, is it way over the top? Is this way over the top? And KSM, you know, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, ultimately, this was one of the main things that came out in the beginning. When I say things, one of the main detainees that was discussed. So Zubaydah was clearly somebody that they wanted to squeeze as hard as possible without breaking the boundary of the law, or at least the law that they went to the Justice Department to make sure that this wouldn't be over the limit. So the question that is being posed is, how barbaric is this? How shocking is this? How outrageous is this? How embarrassed are you to be an American? Or is this what had to happen to protect the United States? Because on the other side of the equation is, you could say, well, you know, if you look at what happens in the Middle East, they'll just cut off Americans' heads. They'll torture them, take pliers, cut off their fingers, all that kind of stuff. Because we know that several of the, especially lately, several of the people that have been beheaded were tortured in terrible ways before that happened. But you can't use that as the playbook. You can't use that as the excuse. Well, you know, that's what they're doing, worse things to us. The enemy is doing terrible things to us, pulling out body parts, making us bleed internally. And then eventually, if they don't get what they want, then they're cutting off the heads of the people that they're not getting the information from, the people that they've kidnapped. So you tell me, there is chaos at the CIA over this report. A lot of people not happy. First time around when this was discussed, there were several key agents that wanted to dump out of the CIA. They were retained. So certainly the report, as the headline in the New York Times says, report portrays a broken CIA devoted to a failed approach. And that's the key thing. Was the approach working also? So there's massive infighting in the CIA as far as the interrogation program was concerned. There was disorganization. There were a lot of people going in different directions. And in the Senate Intelligence Committee's report, which initially, for some reason, I thought it was crazy, like 6,000 pages, but it's 500 pages. In the 500 pages that was released on Tuesday, what a terrible, terrible picture this paints of the CIA. Frankly, that they had no idea what they were doing in questioning the Al-Qaeda suspects. They didn't know what they were doing here. They weren't sure what they were going to do. But the bottom line is, we circle back around to, okay, we have these detainees. Almost 3,000 people have just been killed. What are we doing, and how are we doing it to get the information? So for the people who were the interrogators, they were told, absolutely, this is legal. Justice Department has cleared this. At least that's what we were led to believe, and that's what the Bush White House is still saying. Now, General Hayden, who ran the CIA at the time and the NSA, is saying that this is a terrible thing to have the Senate report come out and have massive details of specific things that happened, because all it's going to do is be used as propaganda for terrorists and put the lives of soldiers, the troops, more troops that we've engaged in the area, in danger, along with others who helped Americans. The CIA, the officers themselves, were questioning the enhanced interrogation techniques and whether they were effective. They were assessing the techniques and whether they were getting the cooperation of the detainees, whether they were getting accurate intel, information. What were they getting? The higher-ups supposedly ordered that the methods of interrogation be continued, told Congress, the White House, and the rest of the world, journalists who were trying to get information, that this is working. This is why we're doing this. Bad timing for this to drop, for sure. There was a chief of interrogations who they didn't give the name of in the 500 pages. And he was somebody that got the job in 2002, even though he had had problems for inappropriate use of interrogation techniques in a training program in Latin America in the 80s. That is one of the things a lot of people are pulling out. It's one of the things the New York Times wrote about. So I ask you, were the CIA officers out of bounds? 855-266-5283.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guys end of year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long term storage products, include real freeze dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
In addition to reopening a number of old wounds, both domestically and internationally, it could be used to incite unrest and even attacks against our service members, other personnel overseas, and our international partners. Despite the fact that the administration and many in the majority are aware of these consequences, they have chosen to release the report. In addition to reopening a number of old wounds, both domestic and international partners.
I think it's a badge of honor. Every country has engaged in activities somewhere along the line that it has not been proud of. But think about it. Name me another country that's prepared to stand up and say, this was a mistake.
VP Joe Biden, does he have a point? Hey, we're willing to say we screwed up. We screwed the pooch. We should have gone that far. And did it really get us the information that we needed that would lead us ultimately to the people who slaughtered our people on our own home turf? And before that, you heard Senator Saxby Chambliss, of course, from Alabama, Republican point of view. A lot of Republicans saying that the problem here is that you're exposing, you're opening up old wounds that we already knew about, that has been discussed massively, and there was blowback then when it happened. Now you do it again. And did it help America in obtaining the information that it needed to go after its enemies in a very elusive new war. By the way, the CIA, one of the things that came out of this, the CIA paid two torture experts, you ready for this, which I think is completely outrageous, $81 million for advising them. So there are some ugly details certainly dropping out of this, but that was the concern. Now we have these 500 pages. Let's face it, this falls right into the political world we live in now. It's you and me, it's us and them. So here's the deal. I don't care if you're right of right, left of left, somewhere in between, sick of all the politics. Push that aside for a second. Take your label off your lapel, the label that you wear, and you bang that drum all the time. And you honestly tell me, what do you think of this? What are your thoughts? Not the thoughts of a party that you admire or you're part of or you vote for mostly. What your thoughts are. Pretend there's no labels. And what are your thoughts? The first thought I have is the idiots that paid the $81 million. That's egregious. $81 million to teach the CIA these certain techniques, to advise them on it. And then what we're hearing from some people in the CIA, interrogators, agents, that it didn't work. Others say some of it did work. So there were two psychologists who were named in the report. They had pseudonyms in the report, of course. And they were paid $81 million to advise and implement the interrogation program targeting the detainees in our very new war on terror. Not that we weren't looking for terrorists, but the so-called war on terror after we had been attacked in the U.S., So for 6 years, starting in 2002, the two psychologists had a feedback loop, as it's being called, of torture, coming up with ways, and that's what they were doing. They were coming up with ways that then would be approved to inflict pain on detainees and convincing the CIA that the tactics worked, that they worked. 855-266-5283. For anybody who's serving now, I hope this has no effect on them overseas, and that is one of my biggest worries. Because somebody that is now sacrificing, and they're part of the troops that are still in Iraq, or those that have just been sent over, Afghanistan, wherever it might be, I really hope that nothing happens to them through this report being released. And some of it is, some of this is, because it's now so flushed out, some of it is, I think, information that we knew a little bit about, but not to the detail that we know now. All right, so like I said, any point of view, you know that. American Tonight's all about it. The welcome mat is out. It's about the conversation, folks. It's about the conversation here on America Tonight. So let's go to David in San Francisco. Hello, David.
Hey, howdy, Kate. California's about to get hit with some rain, and that's going to be a good thing. We've been needing it for a darn long time.
No kidding, huh?
Yeah, although we might have just the edge of a hurricane here in the West Coast. It's called a typhoon. I think they become a typhoon at 75 miles an hour. So they're talking about getting 70 miles an hour in a couple of days here. So, yeah, we're battening down the hatches here. Hey, you know, regarding torture, you remember one of the most notorious of the 9/11 terrorists was a guy named Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
Yeah, I just mentioned him. Yep.
Yeah, and did you mention his kids?
I did not mention his kids, no.
Yeah, his kids were captured. I think one of them was like 5 and the other was 7. And this was back in 2003. So the CIA captures them. There are photographs of them. If you do a Google search, you'll find many stories about them. And by 2009, they're wondering where they are. Because it's said that the way 2007 that said that he confessed to 29 different things, and they were all completely phony. And so the CIA, some of them they didn't believe, but some of them they went off on wild goose chases. And so the CIA, by torture, everybody knows it's useless. It's been known for centuries it's useless. But they still went ahead and did it, knowing that they'd be able to milk the budget by going off in 29 directions and get top-secret money and do junkets and make themselves look famous in a top-secret way, when in fact they know that they were a pack of useless welfare cheats stealing tax dollars by pretending to be top-secret agents. Well, when you get into Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's kids, you discover that it said that not only were they torturing the kids in front of him, but they were also, it said that they killed one of them in front of him. So does the CIA consider killing kids in front of their parents part of this?
Now, see, the KSM stuff, I heard that was bogus. That was, again, just other rhetoric that was thrown out there, stories that were planted and exaggerated.
Well,
and that some of it, of course, the Internet, all you have to do is, anyone right now listening to us can throw it up on the Internet.
Well, you've got photographs of the CIA patting down his kids. He's
right. No,
like
I know they did that.
Bottle.
I know they did that. Listen, I'm not disagreeing with that. I know they did that. But not the thing with killing the kid. I heard that was bogus. But definitely with the getting the kids and trying to shake them up, saying, you know, the fear of the family, which is what I already mentioned and which is what the New York Times talked about, is threatening them with the family, as, you know, others have done. And absolutely, I think it's never you should use children and family, and even in a horrific event like this one, especially some of the kids that you were talking about, the ages of the kids. It's not like they were terrorists along with him. They were too young. They were too young. So absolutely. I mean, there's all kinds of things. Human Rights Watch reported that, you know, we know this, that there were suspects that had disappeared to a secret prison in Jordan, and they might have been tortured there. And I mean, there's all kinds of things that came out about waterboarding Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and that, in fact, he had been waterboarded 183 times. And that's what I'm saying. All this is out there. We know that. We know that, babe. It's all out there. All that's out there. And some of it is left and some of it is right.
No,
it is,
it's not
typical.
Left and right.
Yes, it is.
No, because
they knew
that it would fail.
Here's what you do. Here's what you do. You put up Drudge Report and you put up Huffington Post, and then you tell me which story you believe. You have a source at the Pentagon, you talk to them, and they say some of the information is correct and some of it is crap. Some of it is propaganda that is thrown out there on both sides of that, and that's part of this. That's part of the problem.
I'm going to the basic reports. And I, as a matter of fact, just look up Michael Huffington and show you the respect that I've got for Huffington Report. And Drudge is notorious liar, as well as, you know, some of these others. So I don't call that right left. That's fake, you know, two straw men fighting among themselves to fool the population. There are photographs. Here I'm looking at a picture of one of these Khalid Sheikh Mohammed kids, and he's got two black eyes that I've never seen black eyes as black as that. It's like a mashed face, you know. I mean, these people, there are stories about the CIA agents that were trying to resign. They were trying to get the hell out of these torture centers, but they were being ordered to stay there. And we've got in California, the University of California has got this John Yoo guy here. This guy is the guy that came up with the legal story about why Bush had to torture. And this guy is being paid by the state of California to train the next generation in his lies. And the idea that we're giving this guy a pension and a stature as a professor, when in fact this guy is an utter liar who got us to spend trillions of dollars.
David,
on lies.
All right, David, you're going off on a rabbit trail. We got to let you go because we're up against it. So the bottom line is, answer this question. You got 10 seconds. Was it a mistake to release this report or not? Ah, he fell off. He didn't answer the question. All right, so once again, I'm going to come back and address some of what he said because some of it is bogus. 855-266-5283.
the knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do this telephone
call. All right, we're talking about the CIA report. You might have seen it. It's all over the internet, by the way. You can download it in several places. Go to many of the websites. I think including the New York Times has a link to it. And, of course, dissecting the 500 pages, pulling out some of the key things, interrogation-wise. I'm saying things, but interrogation-wise. I mentioned the people who came up with the ideas of what to do and the crazy amount of money that they were paid. Harmony says that is crazy, that much money, $81 million to the psychologist, if you will. Saying there's going to be a backlash that affected people over the world. If they were going to do to anyone, they would do worse in front of you. So you would talk. And war is hell. Yes, indeed. 855-266-5283. All right, I disagreed with a lot of what David had to say. Number one, Michael Huffington had nothing to do, by the way, just as a factoid. Nothing to do with the Huffington Post. That was Arianna Huffington, divorced from Michael Huffington for a long time. So there was no connection there to that. That was her creation, her baby, along with a few other people. And as my point was, you can look at, I can give you other versions of things where you can look at two different versions of the same story. And we all know this, right? And you can put them both side by side and seemingly read who, what, where, when, and why, and it's interpreted completely differently. try this test, if you will, and I guarantee you'll dig up 5 stories right now where they don't seem like they're the same story. There's a point of view, and that's what you get clearly from these different websites. Huffington links other articles, blogs different people, Drudge, same thing, links different people, has different articles, and in fact has liberal points of view too. Kind of like people used to say Bill Maher, he only has liberal point of view, way Democratic leaning, but that's not true. He had a lot of solid conservatives on the show because he wanted to hear he wanted to seemingly have a better show so you could debate the issues, even if he would go crazy. You know, somebody who knew what their opinion was and their breakdown of whatever the story was, immigration, terrorists, whatever, that, you know, bottom line, that's it. So, boom, we're off that. The other thing is, with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, there was a lot of misinformation out there. One of the things that happened was with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is that he did admit to a ton of things, what's true and what's false. And this happened way back in 2007. There was a closed-door hearing at Guantanamo Bay. And the Pentagon had transcripts on this. And he said he was responsible for 9/11 from the beginning, from what he described as A to Z. He said that he was responsible for Richard Reed's attempted shoe bombing, remember, in Miami. He said he was responsible for the barbaric, outrageous beheading of Daniel Pearl in 2002, the Wall Street Journal reporter who was reeled in trying to get a story and then was beheaded eventually. Also, the Bali nightclub bombings, remember how horrible they were, organizing the 93 World Trade Center bombings, and a few other things, too, as well, you could throw in there. And then he also made allegations of torture while he was in U.S. custody. So Mohammed and human rights advocates have been saying that he was tortured. You know that. We just talked about some of the things about the waterboarding. You know, absolutely. Bottom line. So there you go. I mean, we could do 5 hours on Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Misinformation, what you think is true, what you think is false. So here's the deal. The torture report, release it or not, was it a big mistake? Is it shocking, some of the details? Is this very un-American? Was this stupidity to pay $81 million to learn how to do these things? And here's the other part of this. Is anybody going to answer for any of that? No. Because, I'll say it again, I know this to be true through sources, through what's already out there. You can find that out by now. Everything was backed up by the Justice Department. So they backed up everything they were doing. So who's going to answer to anything that was thrown out there anyway? And the answer is nobody is, except for perhaps if it causes a ruckus overseas. Jack in Australia. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Kate. Look, before we get onto the waterboarding thing, some of the stuff that's in this report is absolutely outrageous. I really hope that Robert Ludlum's estate sues for plagiarism Dianne Feinstein over the findings in this report. The way it's been worded, you know, CIA lied to Congress, lied to oversight. It reads like a Bourne novel, these findings.
Yeah. Yeah, I've read a bunch of it. You can't go through the whole 500 pages, but yes, and it's all being dissected out there, and paragraphs are being pasted and cut and thrown into articles, so yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's absolutely crazy what's there. Now, with the false reports to the media, I mean, intelligence sources throughout history have always leaked false information to try and give the enemy false information on what's going on. I mean,
yeah.
That's standard operating procedures. And a government agency lying about its effectiveness hang on, that's situation normal in any government department. So to have that as criticism of the CIA is ridiculous. And for the United Nations to say it was a criminal conspiracy, 90% of the nations in the sovereign states in the United Nations use torture far worse than what the United States or civilized countries do. And at the moment, they are wedging themselves laughing. You call that torture? Yes, it was a mistake to release this report because it has made the U.S. and Western intelligence source resources the laughing stock. So, the torture that goes on in these countries is real torture. Waterboarding, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, Kate, I have been waterboarded. Anyone that has been involved in special forces through the years gets trained in how to resist enhanced interrogation techniques, including waterboarding, things like sodium pentothal, how to resist that. Now, waterboarding is not pleasant. I'll tell you that now. My experience of it was not a fun experience, and I pray never to experience that ever again. But it's not torture. It does not inflict large quantities of pain. Psychologically, yeah, it messes with you like any trauma does. But I mean, the pain that I went through in my enhanced interrogation resistance training is far less than the pain I went through after having reconstructive surgery after the military accident that ended my career. The pain that we're seeing, it's a ridiculous statement to say we are torturing people. Are we playing with their minds? Yes. And another ridiculous statement that's in here was rectal rehydration. Making it sound like it was some sort of torture. Hang on. The common medical term for that is a rectal enema. There are people in Hollywood and in Manhattan that are paying hundreds of dollars every month to have the garden hose shoved up their Khyber Pass to have their insides flushed out.
Right.
And we're now going to call that torture? My God. We'll have Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton out wanting compensation if we're going to call that sort of thing torture.
Yeah. I mean, you make the point. Where do you go with this? It's psychological, as Jack said. Jack, we're almost up against it. As Jack said, thanks for the call. It is psychological warfare. It is absolutely what you're doing. You are screwing with their head to try to get them to cough up the information, sleep deprivation, all of that. Humiliation of rushing them, scaring them, the loud music, all the kinds of things that we certainly know that occurred. I mean, so here's the bottom line. We come back to the same question I ask you again. Was it the right thing to do to release it? And ultimately, what was the end goal here? To have people criminally charged, which is not going to happen. What was the end goal? To say a mea culpa, as Joe Biden said in the thing, in his comments, that, hey, we're telling the world we did this. You know, we want everyone to be out there and to move on from that. But we already did that, Joe. That's the problem. Didn't we already do this? Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.